the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Bill O'Brien, I don't want to say he's a full-blown loser, but he's kind of a loser. All those comments he just made, that's loser talk. Take your medicine, bro. I was bummed the way that game ended because I thought they had a chance to win it. It just boiled down to what it usually boils down to. The Patriots found a way to win. The Texans found a way not to.
Most of the things that I've been complaining about, Bill O'Brien called a good game. And those have been my biggest bitches about this team for years. And for the first time, they actually came out there and had a really good offensive game plan and made it work. Lamont, not happy that I don't want to talk about that particular subject. I'm not interested in the subject anymore. I think everything's been said that can be said about it.
I understand why people are upset on both sides. I just think it's funny and ironic that when everything was going on in Ferguson, in Dallas, all we kept hearing was, don't burn your city down, protest peacefully. Now there's peaceful protests and people are angry about it.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, and at MK Pallet, right? Isn't that right?
That is correct.
I remembered, yeah.
Good job, Fred.
What's going on, Eric?
Oh, you know, just been traveling the world. I was at the Oktoberfest a couple weeks ago, and then in Yakima, Washington, selecting our hops.
What a life.
Somebody's got to do it, right?
What a life.
I tell you. But, no. Have you been to the Oktoberfest, you guys?
No. I don't travel. I don't travel to Europe.
They call it the world's biggest party, and it's a pretty legitimate claim. And it really is fun. A lot of the local, you know, Munich people are, you know, they don't like it because a bunch of tourists come in. But I read something that pumps in like €1 billion into their economy each year.
They don't like that, huh?
Right? I mean, what did the Super Bowl pump into Houston? What did they estimate for that?
It varies. You'll have people tell you it's not as much as you think, but it's probably about the total.
Hundreds of millions, though,
yeah,
right?
It's probably close to €1 billion when it's all said and done, but not euros.
Yeah. I mean, it was nuts. And it's just a great party, great music. The beer's awesome. So, I can't complain, AJ.
It's a hard life you live.
And then I'm going to the Great American Beer Festival next week.
In Colorado.
Get to judge that. So I'm going to be tasting. They've got something like 8,000 beers this year. Every year they keep upping it. So.
Hard times.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we can open. Well, you got to go get an opener from Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler's got the opener.
Yeah we got beer, so. But AJ, I'm afraid I've, well.
Well, let's discuss what's happened here.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to throw some people under the bus here because someone has made an error. You thought that you were bringing a case of the Espresso BBH, which is released when?
It's going to hit the market next week. So you were getting the advanced copy.
I always like that when I can say, oh, guess what I've tried and you haven't. Yeah. And now we can't do that.
Well, especially when we can take one home, too, and you say, you can't get this yet, and you can't get it from me either because I'm drinking it.
So peasants that we're having to drink just the regular BBH.
Which I am never going to be disappointed in. As you know, this is my favorite beer. So
the way this has happened, open two bottles, John. Give everybody a half a bottle each. That's the way it should be. Now, what has happened exactly? Because this is who's to blame for this exactly?
Well, AJ, now
because
I know
this isn't you. You're the brewmaster.
Well, no, man. At the end of the day, like, I'm the pilot, right?
You're like Bill O'Brien. When we lose, it's on me.
I gotta say, I should have opened that box and checked. But I thought my guys were giving me the right box, and I didn't think so.
Now, did you made the specific request? Like, I'm going on the radio today. I want to bring the new Espresso BBH. We're going to try it out on the air.
That was crystal clear.
Was that an email request?
Yes.
Was that a verbal request?
Email with a confirmation. Return confirmation, yes.
So they returned confirmation and said, that's going to happen?
Yep. But
someone's head's got a roll here. I mean, am I wrong? That's
this is a pretty Yeah, big F up. You're right.
That's a massive.
I mean, you know, you guys were expect. I had told you, I was bringing this in, and I know you've been waiting like all weekend.
I mean, do we have a name for this Joker?
Oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. Well,
I think you could.
David Reyna.
Okay. Well, I want him gone.
The problem is, we love him. He's like one of our longest. And
this is a guy you rely on?
Yeah. Yeah. And I have pulled. It's a long story, AJ. I pulled the curveball on him to get this, and it's definitely not his fault. I'm not blaming him, though.
It's got to be his fault.
It's my fault, AJ.
Who sent the confirmation email
to you? David Reyna. That person shall go nameless.
But that's the person whose head should
roll. All right. Well, I'll see what I can do tomorrow.
I mean, this is there's got to be accountability.
I agree. I agree. And
maybe they shouldn't get fired, but there should be some sort of kangaroo court punishment that happens.
I think we're going to do that tomorrow. Yeah. I think it's going to involve, you know, some clown costumes and wet spaghetti noodles and all kinds of.
What a foolish mistake. Now.
But this beer was great. Can I still tell you about it?
You can still tell us about it.
You can still tell us about it.
Even though we're drinking,
I'm going to pretend like there are serious coffee notes,
cold brewed coffee notes from Cuvée Coffee out of Austin, a good longtime friend of. So this swill you actually just took a sip of was the Garrison Brothers BBH.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, but
there's some coffee, but it's not overly coffee. I mean, it's got the same chocolate coffee sort of notes that.
You're always going to get that.
Yeah.
You're always going to get that. But this, you know, we kind of took it up a notch with the cold brewed coffee. Great aromas, you know, enough taste there to where you really taste the coffee without it being, you know, we've all had coffee beers or flavored stouts that are just like over the top. And this is in balance. You know, AJ, the good news out of all this is next time I come, I'm going to bring some of that. So you're kind of getting. Double BBH.
Well, listen, who's going to complain? It's fall. I mean,
it actually feels a little cooler today.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel bad outside.
Yeah, it's only 100.
Yeah, it was like I think this weekend was the first day of fall. Technically, I haven't felt it yet, but it's time to start drinking these kind of beers. I mean, it's only right that we do that.
Matter of fact, I picked up a few of these this weekend downtown. They had several out, so
nice.
I grabbed a few.
Nice. Yeah, get them while you can.
I've said this to anyone who will listen. The plain BBH is my favorite beer of all time that I can get on a regular basis.
Oh, man.
You know that.
Making my heart melt, Fred.
You know that.
Thank you.
I want to know, when you are at Oktoberfest, what is your job there? Are you just are you sampling beers? Are you... Are you, you know, talking to other brewers? What's the goal when you head over there?
All of the above. Sharpening the palate, checking out new breweries you've never seen. We actually went, you know, we use a fair amount of German hops in our beers as well. And so we went and checked out the German hop crop. So all of the above. You know, hobnobbing with the... There was a big trade show over there. I think I told you guys that last show.
Yeah.
The World Beer trade show every 4 years in Munich.
It's like the Beer Olympics.
Beer Olympics. And they used to have this thing concurrently with the Oktoberfest, but they realized like all the attendees and even like some of the vendors, they weren't showing up at their booth because they'd rather go to the Oktoberfest. So they now do it. They start the Oktoberfest the day after the trade. Well, other way around. Oktoberfest has been going on for 200 years.
Right.
But yeah, they realized that was a big mistake.
Did you try any beers that you'd never tried before when you're out there?
Yeah, nothing.
Put your phone on silent. That's 101.
Is that a phone? Well, all right. I just want to make sure it's not.
That's strike two on you, Warner.
Dang. Well, I'm not going to get FCC'd for that at least. But
that was last week.
I know. Yeah. You never know.
I'm just glad you didn't drop that while Jong was in here because he wouldn't have been able to get over there.
Been screwed.
Yeah.
Actually, I tried. You know, the German beers are a little more in the box, as you know. But I did try one that was interesting. You know, most wheat beers, your favorite, are made with an ale yeast. But this guy actually made it with a lager yeast,
okay.
A wheat beer. It was really interesting. This was down kind of by Switzerland. had a buddy of mine I hooked up with there. He does a little homebrew, and he made a really nice kind of Belgian-style double that he put habanero in. He put one habanero in like a 15-gallon batch, and you could taste it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, amazing. So the power of the habanero be to you. But, yeah, you know, it's a little more in the box with the beers over there. Definitely had some interesting beers in Yakima last week, you know. I really hope our Houston beer scene can evolve to like what they've got in Seattle. There's this, you know, kind of by the Fremont brewery there. There's like a 1 mile radius. There's probably 20 breweries. Yeah. And we went and checked some of those out and that was,
did you go to Holy Mountain?
Didn't. We heard about that, but they had closed by the time we tried to go there. So, cause they do a lot of barrel aged stuff, right?
Yeah. A lot of saisons and stuff like that too. It's very good stuff. When I went up to the Pacific Northwest, that was one of my favorite stops, and I couldn't stay there long. Cause it was no kids allowed. So we left my kids in the car with my in-laws while we sampled some wares and took a bunch home.
You got great in-laws, buddy. That's what I'll tell you about that.
We lied to them. We were like, I'm just going to check if they're open. And, it took me like 15, 20 minutes to check if they were open. That's all. So
enough for a quick one.
Yeah. Now, the beer event I was at this week is Wannsee Weekend, which is a Cantillon sort of event. It's Belgian, not German. But it's a lambic event. Are you into that style? What are your thoughts?
Sure, I love lambic beers. I mean, that is one of the. That's what all beer really kind of probably used to be like, right?
I hope so. I wish it was still like that. It's amazing.
You know, the spontaneously fermented and you know pure culture yeast beers are. They've only been around for the last 150 years. Before that, you know, they used to say that if more than 7 in 10 of your brews were drinkable, they thought you were a witch.
Because you had like some magical
powers. Because you had the magic touch. And because everything was so random back then that no one really knew. You know, and so if you had that kind of success, it's like, this can't be true. This guy's doing too well. So it's kind of like with handicapping, right? If you're really good, it's suspect. Yeah.
If you say if you post on Twitter that you have a 75% win rate, I instantly don't believe you. I'm unfollowing you. That's a lie.
Certainly not going to give you my money for your service.
No way. No way. That's voodoo, I say. Yeah. There was a lot of good beer to be had there, and they do some stuff. And you know me, I like to try new stuff. I like to tick off new beers that I've never tried before. My friend DJ was like the rape beer champion of the world. You've met him. I think he's trying to go for it again this year.
Did he end up getting that last year?
He's the champion
of the world.
He caught
that German dude.
Yeah.
Because I remember he was behind by like 800 beers or something.
He's got like a gold medal from rape beer, like the same ones that you would get for being the best brewer in the world.
Now, was that rape beer or untapped?
No, rape beer.
Rape beer.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. He's number one with rape beer.
Number one, and trying to go back to back. And so he was there drinking a bunch of new stuff. And that's a fun weekend. I don't know if you've ever done it.
AJ, I know we keep saying I got to go with you 1 year. And
you've
it's
always
like
got
every
hop
year,
selection around yeah, that same time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Huh?
But next year, I got to make it. It's always what, the last weekend in September?
It's
right?
Random, but it's late September to early October. I mean, mid September to early October. I guess it depends on when the beer is going to be ready.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not telling those Belgium guys when stuff's going to be done. They'll tell you when it's done. And then it's got to travel all over the world because they send the kegs out to, you know, I think it's, it used to be they would make like 12 kegs and they would send it out to 12 different places. And now I think it's up to like 40 places around the world get a keg of this beer. So they're making a little bit more of it, making it more of an event nation or a worldwide, I guess. But it's still a pretty limited thing. It's
so good, Avenue good Pub got too. One keg.
They got one keg.
That was it.
Well, that's it.
So how much did you get? Like 2 ounces?
You got 6 ounces.
Wow.
And wow. They ticket the event, so there's a line at the beginning or at the start of the day, and they've got it figured out to the ounce. Like, all right, if there's any left, you can come in after and get some. And I think this year there were like 3 or 4 people who were on the waiting list who got a pour. But they do so good there. I mean, they had like 8 different Cantillons that you could try, and they had a bunch of Drifontein and stuff. And they make all the beer that you can get in Louisiana is different than what you can get in Texas. and they've got access to some things, especially some things from Europe that here in Texas it's just very difficult to get access to. So they make a whole weekend of it. And they've always got something good for you. They do a Friday and a Saturday, and the Friday, you know, it was just as amazing as the Saturday. So they book ticket both days, and you get certain amount of pours of each beer, and you can run up a hefty bar tab, but you try some pretty awesome beer.
Well, some of these beers you're never going to get to try again.
Exactly.
So you got to do it, you know. But yeah, no, it's good. And, beer
Next
festival.
Next year, just tell Carbuck, listen, this is where I need to go.
Done.
And make it a business trip.
Done.
Yeah, that way we can drink on your company tab.
I'll see what I can do. No promises. I'll see what I can do. R&D. R&D.
Yeah, listen, we're researching here. This is important stuff. This is important stuff. Well, what else do you guys have coming out besides the Espresso BBH? What's new over at Carbox?
So we're in a little bit of a kind of a holding pattern. You know, we got we'll have the Mother and Lager coming out in October. The You'll Shoot Your Out later in October. We got the Doppelbach in the Armagnac barrels, which will be out probably October, early November. But really, the big thing right now, AJ, is the Carboctoberfest.
Yeah,
you can't go to Germany.
Exactly.
Then you might as well go to Carbach Brewing. Check us out. We've got our traditional kind of part of the Oktoberfest, right? Where our chef PJ Stoops has done this whole Carboctoberfest menu with, you know, German inspired food items. We have the Stein holding contest. Remember what that's called, Fred?
The Stein hoisting contest.
Moskrug Stemmen.
Oh, Fred knew that.
Yeah, of course I knew that.
We talked about that last time. Fred's getting wasted. He's topping off his BBH.
Yeah. Well, there was a little bit left in the bottle. What was I supposed to do?
But the Moskrug Stemmen, we have a ladies and a men's division. That's at 4:00 on Saturday. And if you come out and you win the flight this weekend, you get to come back for the finals where you win a really super sweet prize. And then we have bands. So that's like the new school part of our Carboctoberfest. We've got really hip bands.
Oompa bands, right?
No, well, these are like, you know, popular new bands, but they'll do the chicken song, you know.
Okay, and
the
but there's very few accordions on stage, you're saying?
Nah, not a lot of accordions. Yeah, okay. But
it's disappointing.
You know, guys, feel free to put on your lederhosen. Ladies, put your dirndl on and come out and dance. And we've got different pricing tiers. You can get a big mug and 3 tokens or a small glass, small tokens. And it's just, it's a great time. And the Stein holding competition, that's for charity. So just all kinds of good stuff going on at the brewery this weekend and the following weekend.
You are a Denver Broncos fan.
Yes.
Were you disgusted by their performance yesterday?
I expected that. I actually...
You thought they would lose?
I played the Bills. I played
Look
the Bills.
At you.
So I saw this coming.
Has Trevor Siemian been fool's gold so far, you think?
I thought Buffalo brought some great pressure schemes that, you know, they really hadn't seen. And Von Miller, you know, he admitted himself, that was just a foolish, foolish penalty, man. Don't give that up, and you're still in that game. But KC, man, I going into last night, I thought Raiders a team to beat. But, man, Chiefs are just looking incredible. But maybe they're peaking early. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. As long as, the Cowboys, we need the Cowboys to win convincingly tonight, right, AJ?
For the purposes of that pool.
Yes. Go Cowboys.
It would be good
words
for the
you
Cowboys
don't
to
usually
win.
Hear out of my mouth, but tonight, yes.
Yeah, the pool that we play in.
So you're 4-0.
No, I'm
no.
not in the hunt.
Two
but
people.
We want it to roll up. We all want it to roll
up. Two people win the pot tonight. Okay. If they both have
Arizona.
If the Cardinals cover.
Go Cowboys then.
Yeah.
I sort of lean to the Cardinals covering 3.5, which is what we had in that pool. But, yeah, for that purpose alone, I'll be cheering for the Cowboys tonight.
So, I think the Cowboys rebound, and I think AZ's Palmer.
Offensively, I don't know what they're going to be.
Yeah, so I think Cowboys are going to win by 2 touchdowns.
All right, that's Eric Warner, the brewmaster at Carbach Brewing. Thank you for bringing this non-coffeed BBH. You can find Espresso BBH on shelves when? Monday?
Yeah, that's right. Next Monday.
Next Monday.
I'll pick a couple up next Monday, but you can bring this anytime.
We'll drink the espresso BBH when everybody else does, I guess. But we appreciate you stopping by as always. Carb Oktoberfest going on at the brewery. Make sure you stop by there. Check that out. And if you're out and about this week, and ask your bartender to make it a Carbock, because they got something for everybody. So appreciate the time, Eric.
Thanks, guys.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. ESPN 97.5.
Okay, so I have to play-by-play what happened here. Jong tells me I have the live read coming back, so I'm scrambling to find it. And when I do and pull it out, I knock over my beer.
And break the glass.
And
which we don't have that many glasses around here.
Well, I'll bring some from home. I got about 400 at home. People keep giving them to me. But more importantly, it was a full glass of BBH.
Yeah, that was a bonehead move. Luckily, it
wasn't a bonehead move.
It was your fourth glass.
No, it was my. No, it was my one, and that was only my second. I was on, and I had just topped it off too. That's what sucks.
The good news is there's still half a glass left. You just have to slice your face open.
Yeah, that's.
You'll drink it, and then you'll look like the Joker afterwards. But it's probably worth it.
So serious. I could do that. Yeah,
probably worth it.
It probably is worth it.
You know, I got these scars. Trying to drink beer off the table.
So I broke a beer glass and didn't want to waste it.
My father hit me, so I decided I'm going to drink this beer. No,
why so sober?
Exactly. And it's so funny because I just barely touched the damn thing, and bam.
Hard times.
I know.
I'm glad you're okay.
Well, I didn't.
Could have cut yourself.
How about this? I made it through the live read without laughing.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
How about this? Win two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. Oktoberfest Houston showcases the best in German and Texas culture. Craft beer and music lovers gather for the most festive day of the year. So grab your Lederhosen and dirndls to taste a variety of German and local craft beer while you listen to the best polka music in Texas. At the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park, September 30th. General admission starts at just $25. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com and search for Oktoberfest with a K, Houston. Caller 20. Hey, do guys wear Lederhosen or dirndls?
Guys wear Lederhosen, ladies wear dirndls.
So if I go to the car...
If you go dressed in a dirndl,
yeah,
that would be bad.
I think it might be kind of sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on who you are, I guess. I don't think we should judge.
Probably not.
God, I hate wasting that beer. I love that beer.
That was a bonehead.
Almost as much as I love my children.
Yeah, you blew it on that.
Well, it's kind of Jong's fault, who gave me like 10-second notice that I had a read.
At the end, you knew it's. He actually gave you a piece of paper that had the time you were supposed to read.
I know,
on there.
But we went way over with Eric, which is okay. I don't mind going over with Eric. It's always entertaining. But it wasn't on clock, and he just said, "Can you do this coming back? Give me 10 seconds." And so I'm scrambling, and I was just happy to get it. And then I knocked it over.
Hey,
I'm too depressed to finish the show now.
You remember a while back I told you about Jim Baker, who I thought was like the disgraced televangelist?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I think once you're convicted of fraud and incarcerated, you're a disgraced evangelist.
Oh, no, God takes you back.
God took him back. Well, now, his big thing these days is he is selling food buckets, which are, they're food buckets for when, basically, I don't know if it's like the zombie apocalypse or a real apocalypse or like, I don't know what kind of apocalypse he's waiting for, but...
North Korea?
You need to buy his food buckets. And he has basically said the wealthy people in this country should buy $1 million worth of his products.
Okay.
Because their money will soon be worthless when the end times begin and the financial system collapses. First of all, if you're a
wait, what wasn't the world supposed to end Saturday?
Yes, I was drinking Lambic. I was really worried it was going to end before this Lonzi got poured.
I offered to bet anybody that, hey, if the world doesn't end, you give me $1 million. I'll give you $1 million if it does. Because
yes.
If it does, I'm not going to have to pay you.
My big worry was the world was going to end before the St. Lambinus came tapped.
That I thought was it was like going to end before the UH game, but I wish it had now.
But basically what had happened, first of all, when the end times come, and I'm no expert on, you know, the apocalypse and the Bible and things like, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an ordained pastor, nothing like that.
I'm all of those things.
But from my basic understanding, the end times, when they come, it's not going to like leave around the people who have food buckets and take everyone else. From what I understand about the rapture, that it's kind of you're either in or out on this thing.
Right.
And food buckets aren't going to say, they're not going to help you at this time. Like the last thing you'll need to be worried about is food buckets when.
Yeah. If we're stuck here, we got bigger problems than food
yes,
buckets.
Yes. That's what I'm
saying.
You
know what we really need is that miracle water that guy sells on TV, that other evangelist. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, he's got infomercials for it. They'll have like, they get these people on there and they're like, I drank the miracle water and $30,000 showed up in my bank account the next day.
Well, John Shorey showed up on Jim Baker's show and said, don't worry about these food buckets, because when you empty a bucket of food, trust God to refill it. If you have the means, you should buy 100 buckets of food and give them to local churches. Baker chimed in to urge millionaires to buy as much food as you can afford. So it's kind of like the stock market. Like Jim Baker basically said, listen, get out of Apple. This new iPhone, it's a disaster. The new hot stock, food buckets. That's what it sounds like. Do $1 million worth of food. I'm serious. If they're rich, their money's going away anyway, John. It's not going to be worth anything. The crash is coming, so why not sow it into the Lord? And then he added that all of those who don't use all their money to buy as much food as they can, they're going to have to answer to God. The Bible says that our riches will be a witness against us. When the time comes, you've left money in the bank that could have been used to help people, to help feed people, and all you did was just keep all your riches for yourself, it will be a witness against you. You will stand before God, and he will say, why didn't you do more to help the needy?
Well, you know what I'll
but
tell
God? But this guy definitely did not go to jail for fraud.
No. You know what I'll
just
tell
kidding,
God?
Just kidding, he did.
You know what I'll tell God? I'll say, God, in your name, I bought as much BBH as I could have, and I distributed it to the people. Because when the end times came, we needed to be drunk.
I hoarded all the BBH that I got, honestly. Except for the espresso BBH.
Which somehow we don't have.
Which someone hoarded against me. And they will answer for their sins one day. Yeah. When the day comes, when the end times
you know what God's gonna,
did you hoard that BBH espresso?
And you know what God's going to do to him? He's not going to let him have the
you
best
mean her?
Weed. Well, her. Not going to let him have the best weed.
Yeah.
He's going to say, you know what? You get the skunk weed. Everybody else gets the good weed.
Very disappointing.
Because you did not get us the right beer.
Very disappointing.
Tammy Faye, would you? Back in the day?
Not for me.
Nah, not for me either. She's too...
So now she's like gone.
Is she dead?
No, I think he just like got rid of her.
And probably got him a younger one. That's what you do, right?
I'm not sure.
She was too painted up. I don't like women that are too painted up.
Women that have sex with Jim Baker.
Well, that too.
Like that to me is offensive.
That's kind of like sex with a mule, right? I mean, you're kind of grossed out by that.
I don't know. I guess she was married till 1992.
Wow.
And then she was a participant in the 2004 season of the reality show The Surreal Life.
Interesting. What she look
she
like?
She died of colon cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What year?
So I
2007. You should definitely not have sex with her now.
No, I'm going to say off the list. I got to scratch that one off.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
I mean, maybe 2009. Maybe.
That would be gross.
2007, not a chance in hell.
If you bought enough food buckets, you could get away with it.
No, that's true.
But food buckets.
Did it say how much, what percentage of the food buckets he was getting, like the profits?
No, he didn't have to, John. He's getting 100% of the food bucket profits. Those are... That's all going to the Lord, which basically means Jim Baker's bank account.
Now, wait a minute. I have a question, okay? Just hear me out on this. So if he sells these things and he has money from them, from the rich people who are supposed to get rid of their money, and then this happens, and he's got all the money from selling this, what's going to happen to him?
I don't know, but I know...
Is God going to be very angry with him, or is God going to say, hey, good job of getting a bunch of money that you can't use?
Do you want to know what's in the food bucket?
Yeah, I'd kind of like to know.
Like, what type of bucket are we talking about? Like, okay. The size of the bucket?
Is it like a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket?
Listen, you've got some, there's some options here.
Okay.
I would turn that away, by the way.
Yeah. You want the Augustin Farms Tasty Pantry Deluxe Plus bucket?
How much does that cost me?
$175.
Oh, screw that.
God, you know what's the worst? Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. What if in that time the end times come?
If I got $175 to spend on dinner, I'm going to B&B Butchers.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's go with the Augustin Farms Fiesta bucket.
Okay.
Which is more affordable. That's $100 per bucket. And it's got it has all the fixings to make delicious Mexican favorites for breakfast. It's called the Fiesta Pail. You receive 1 6-pack of Frontier Bites in the flavor of your choice. I don't know what a Frontier Bite is. You choose from almond, blueberry lemon, macadamia, pineapple coconut, pecan cherry cinnamon. You can prepare entree, which, by the way...
Actually, pecan cherry cinnamon sounds...
awful in Mexican food, though.
Well, I mean, I don't know what a Frontier Bite is.
None of those sound good in Mexican food. You can prepare entrees like quesadillas, chicken fajitas, tacos, cheesy nachos, enchiladas, and burritos in your own signature style. The pouch of eggs with imitation bacon can be a nutritious addition to the breakfast burritos.
Fake bacon?
Yes.
No.
Standalone scrambled eggs smothered in cheese and salsa. Taco salad with a side of rice and beans is a great option for a quick meal. Or you may just want to snack on the corn chips with generous helpings of salsa. All ingredients are packaged in pouches and sealed in an easy-to-transport pail, perfect for everyday Mexican meals, as well as long-term emergency food storage. So he's gone beyond, like, listen, if the end times comes, you want these buckets, but if the end times isn't tonight, have a fiesta. Make yourself some tacos and order a new bucket for when the end times come.
Why would anybody buy anything from this?
Here's what you get. You get 8 servings of Spanish rice, 8 servings of freeze-dried chicken, 16 servings of refried beans, 48 tortillas, 12 scrambled eggs with imitation bacon-flavored bits.
Okay, you lost me with the imitation bacon again.
16 corn chips, 16 enchilada red sauce servings, 8 fajita seasoning servings, 8 cheese sauce servings, 16 servings of shredded cheese, and 32 servings of salsa.
You know, I might just go pick that up at HEB and stick it in the fridge and have it for whenever, for a lot less.
Do you want to know what the reviews are?
I'm guessing there's a lot of 1 stars.
Just kidding. 0 reviews. No one has reviewed it because no one buys food buckets because they're not idiots.
Oh, you'd be surprised, though. Who was that guy? That guy used to come out in the middle of the night, Robert Tilton. He's like, oh, if you
Is
give
he
me
the bald one?
No, he had like silver hair. He's like, if you give me $1,000 vow of faith, I will pray for you, and everything will work out for you. And it's like people send him millions,
and then it never works out for them.
No, it never works out for them, except they're down $1,000. And then
you know how many food buckets they could have bought for $1,000.
God, yeah, exactly, and they could have gotten scammed with gotten food back.
Yeah, at least then you get some delicious imitation scrambled eggs with bacon bits.
You know who's gonna buy one? John Oliver.
Oh God, he's gonna buy one. John Oliver will buy one.
We should buy one and do a review on the food and let people know what the food is.
You know what? We ought to do that. As a matter of fact.
Is that in the station budget?
I will.
One food bucket?
I will approve that expense.
Okay.
I will take it out of sports mapping.
We're going to have the freeze-dried chicken.
It's your first food review, AJ.
It's my first food review.
Yes, I love it.
It's a Jim Baker food bucket. And once I do that, they'll fire Eric Sandler's ass. He's gone.
Oh,
I bet he's never even reviewed a food bucket.
God, I had the weirdest dream last night.
Not a Jim Baker food bucket. Probably just like a regular 5-gallon bucket from Home Depot filled with food, but not, not this one.
No, we should buy his. I had this dream last night that I got laid off.
I had this dream last night that I got laid.
Well, that's, you know, you're young.
Similar.
No, I got, for some reason, that I got a phone call that I needed to come in early, and then there was an envelope waiting for me at the front that said I'd been laid off, which is impossible because I have a contract. But
they would no,
and that you wanted Eric Sandler to replace me on the show.
That's where the dream gets unbelievable.
Well, I'm not saying. Well, listen, I would never do that to you.
Smoked
a little weed.
I would never do that to you. If you get laid off, I'm replacing you with someone competent, not Eric Sandler.
Do we have anyone competent?
I don't know. I'll find some. Maybe Eric Warner.
Yeah, that actually
bring,
be a good show.
He always brings beer when he comes.
That's true. That's
Who
true.
Doesn't want to work with that guy?
That's a good point. Well, thanks for the warning on that one, too.
He said that 5 minutes ago.
I didn't hear it 5 minutes ago because you were
drunk on BBH.
I'm not drunk. I only got to get half a glass in before I broke the glass, which, you know, kind of sucks. Talk about something while I look for this.
Oh,
help me out, dude. I always cover for you.
I just gave you a whole story. I gave you a whole segment about food buckets.
Yeah.
And now you're like, hey, can you cover 2 more minutes for me?
No, I need you to cover like 12 seconds.
I read the ingredients off the food bucket list, for crying out loud, so you could get your read together.
Well, I didn't hear him say it, so there.
Fail. This is a big fail by you.
It is a big fail. You know, can I do this coming back, John, or do we already have something?
AJ Reed coming back. AJ wants to do it now.
I'll do my read
now. Okay, you do yours now.
Yeah, listen, Triangle Energy, guys. These are the guys. I'm ready for my read. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing a good low electricity rate, and they provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses. They're trying to make your home just a smarter home overall. Use promo code ESPN, and you'll get a discount. If you're in the CenterPoint territory, you'll get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. You can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, whatever you need. She can tell you the Astros score. Triangle Energy will also install that Ecobee for free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. Again, guys, this is a company that you're going to be happy you work with. This is a Texas company. And like I said, they're not just providing the low rates. They're making your home a smarter home overall. And let them help you out. If you're paying too much for your electricity bill or you think you're paying too much for your electric bill, just try it. See if they can help you out. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. That's Triangle Energy, PUCT number 10064.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
Feel the fire where she walks. Lola Montez, so beautiful. Shady in the timber, dim. Blinding your eyes with a spider.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. It's breaking my heart. You guys just keep pouring beer and I'm like sitting
You there. Poured yours all over the table.
I didn't. Never mind.
You poured yours on the table.
It was an accident. Accidents happen. You've spilled crap here before.
I have.
We all have. It happens.
At the time, you just got to suck it up. And
well, I was trying to suck it up, but Eric cleaned it up before I could. It was all over. Hey, before we get the dumbass report, why are we all blocked by Ben Roethlisberger?
Everyone is blocked by Ben Roethlisberger.
I have never tweeted at him. I don't think I've ever been in one of his mentions, and for some reason, I'm blocked.
Well,
I like Ben. He's on my fantasy teams.
You're a jerk.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I made some kind of rape.
Apparently, I according to Twitter, basically everybody's blocked by Ben Roethlisberger.
Hmm.
Like, if you said, oh, I can't believe the Steelers just did that, you get blocked.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
if you
weird.
Pick against the Steelers 1 week, you're blocked.
Oh, that's it. That's why I'm out this week. I took the Bears plus 7.5.
Basically.
On a national radio show. That's why. Okay. That's why I'm blocked. Even though I started being on my fantasy team. All right. Do the dumbass report.
All right. You know, there's in France, and this is why I don't like Europe. In France, you you get a discount if you ride the train and you are disabled. There's a bit of a discount for that. And French rail ticket inspectors are known for being sticklers when it comes to enforcing the rules. Philip Croizon is, he was riding the train, and he got harassed about whether or not he was actually disabled.
So he's basically anybody outside of Walmart.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. Philip Croizon is a household name in France because he achieved the remarkable feat of becoming the first quadruple amputee athlete to swim the English Channel. He literally has no arms and no legs, and they didn't believe that he was really disabled.
Oh, my God.
A ticket inspector on the service demanded Croizon show his carte d'invalidate, which basically means an ID card disabled people must carry to prove they are eligible for a discount. Which, by the way, it wasn't really easy for him to just reach his hand in his pocket and get because he doesn't have arms.
It's like, can you get that for me?
Apparently, the fact that Croizon was in a wheelchair and has no forearms and hands, nor lower legs and feet, wasn't enough to convince the inspector. God. Did you say 30 seconds? All right, well, that's your dumbass report. Sorry, guys. I got other stories.
We'll get them tomorrow. We'll have more time to get
a story about an 8-year-old girl that helped drive a drunk guy home. And
oh, that sounds like
she drove recklessly. Believe it or not,
I can't believe that happened. All right, see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.